The UN Human Rights Council has voted on a resolution strongly condemning gross violations of human rights and fundamental freedoms committed by the Syrian authorities. On Friday, 41 out of 47 members of the Geneva-based Council voted in favor of the resolution. The Council also voted to extend the mandate of its Commission of Inquiry on Syria, which has issued two reports. Syrian Ambassador Faisal El-Hamawi called the resolution biased.
My delegation, which no longer has any hope that the Commission of Inquiry will be objective and is asking that its mandate not be continued, also rejects this draft resolution, which is partial, biased, and we appeal to all states, defenders of human rights, to vote against this draft resolution, which is the least that could be done in order to reflect the unity of this Council and the attachment of its members to the avoidance of any politicization.
This weekend, the UN Arab League Joint Special Envoy Kofi Annan will travel to Moscow and Beijing for talks on Syria. A technical team from his office has returned from Damascus in connection with Mr. Annan's six-point proposal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for ending the crisis. Ahmad Fawzi is spokesman for the Joint Special Envoy.
They were very intensive talks, which Mr. Annan was monitoring very carefully. We are now studying those Syrian responses to the proposals, again, very carefully. And we continue negotiations with the Syrian authorities by telephone. He will at some point decide that it's time to go back, but this is not the time yet. He has decided it's important to talk to the Russians and the Chinese on these very same issues.
Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, and its partners are seeking $84 million to help Syrians who have fled to Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and Iraq. Spokesman Adrian Edwards says the money will support three objectives.
The first is to ensure that Syrians and other refugees have access to neighboring countries and international protection. Second is to provide for the basic needs of the refugees with special attention to the most vulnerable. The third is to ensure that contingency measures are undertaken in the event of a larger scale outflow.
Humanitarian groups estimate that they will need to help as many as 100,000 Syrian refugees in the next 6 months. This is in addition to 110,000 people the UN Refugee Agency is currently assisting in Syria itself.